How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too shabby. What's up, dudes? It's Aaron.
And Nicole. This is the podcast, Dude That's Fucked Up.
Mm-hmm. And boy, is it ever.
Oh, so fucked up. We're going to keep things light today and fun, though. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe inspire some people to, like, start new activities and hobbies, I think.
Maybe.
I think we can, and I think our listeners are capable of coming up with so many ideas for these things, exceeding expectations, breaking barriers. It's going to be lit, as the kids say.
I think some of these you can probably do from the comfort of your own home.
I think
which
most
is where
of
you
them.
Should be right
yeah,
now.
Which is where you are, probably.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to pretend like there's not a global pandemic happening for about an hour and change here.
Yeah.
We don't. However long it takes. I don't know.
We don't need to talk about that stuff. Everyone's already experiencing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
You
know?
It's too much awfulness in the world right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope you guys are okay. I hope everybody's healthy. I hope you're not too stressed about all the fucking bullshit that's being caused by this.
Yeah.
If you do need help, there's tons of resources. Get out there. Look after your fam, yourselves, everybody else.
I've heard doctors are just prescribing, like, anti-anxiety meds, like, hither and thither. Like, it is. You just call and you're like, I don't feel good. And they're like, I got something for you.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just going to, you know, obviously talk to your doctor, but I'm going to go ahead and plug for Zoloft. I'm really glad I got a 90-day refill on my prescription before all this bullshit hit. So
nice.
But yeah, that might not be right for everybody. What you need to do. Talk to your, you know, everybody always says talk to your doctor. I don't have a doctor, and I don't think a lot of other people do either. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
talk to a doctor.
Oh, yeah. And also, we don't always like our doctors. I mean, I thought I liked mine, and then she perforated my uterus into my intestines. So,
yeah.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? But yeah, either way, take care of yourselves with the guidance of a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
Health professional, if you can. Mm-hmm. Telemedicine. It's 2020. We could figure this out together.
Also, scream into a pillow.
Oh my God. Woo.
Go on a walk around the block by yourself if you live with someone. I highly recommend it.
Highly recommend. what else? God, I mean, no business, because we don't want to talk about that either, do we?
No, I don't. I don't think we have any.
Okay. What about anything fucked up for you this week?
Oh, wait. Biz, I guess we could say we did a Instagram live stream, and that was very fun.
That was super fun. I was kind of drunk.
Oh, I had a rough night after that.
You just kept going?
Well, I then, like, talked to some friends. We had, like, a little chat, and then they were like, oh, should I make a cocktail? Because I had one, and I was like, yeah, and then I was like, I'll make another one. And I wasn't really paying attention when I was pouring it, and then I was okay. Yeah, I was okay for that. And then things got a little hazy after that.
I've been doing a lot of like Zoom calls with my friends, my girlfriends back in DC. Mm-hmm. And we just like pour ourselves like big old glass of wine or you know.
Yeah.
Grab a couple beers and just like shoot the shit. It's kind of nice. DJ did that last night with some of his friends. It was You know,
gotta
do what you gotta do.
Well, I'm drinking a beer tonight and not a mixed cocktail for the reason of overdid it last time. So I'm like, this is portion controlled in a way. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not gonna accidentally pour like too much rum into it and then not notice. So
The good news is that you're already at home. And, yeah,
true. My bed's very close to here.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is all to say that we're definitely going to do another one.
Yeah, so we had a fun Q&A. We will definitely do it again. I think that's the biz.
I think that's the biz. And that, they say, is the biz.
The biz. Well, anything fucked up for you this week?
No. I kind of wanted to share something that's not fucked up just because, like, everything else is. Well, I also just, like, don't have a fucked up, really, that I know of. I mean, I'm just, like, generally losing track of time and putting off things I should be doing to things, which leads me to my good thing, which is I'm teaching myself to play guitar. Well, I'm, like, doing little lessons. So yesterday... I've been getting ads on Instagram for like Fender. It's like Fender Play or something. Let me look at what the app is. Yeah, Fender Play by Fender, the guitar company. And I've been getting it on Instagram. And I had already started kind of playing this game I had from a long time ago called Rocksmith, where you like it teaches you to learn the guitar through a video game, but it's not that great. And it's like, I was getting very frustrated. And then Pete saw yesterday that this Fender Play app was giving away 3 months of free service on this app.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. So I started it yesterday. I already learned, like, 3 riffs that are, like, from real songs. And my fingers hurt. They're getting all owie, you know, because you have to, like, build up the calluses. Yeah. And I was just – and I'm doing the blues track. And so I was like, boom, 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 boom. And then I learned dun, 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 dun. I was learning so many songs, and I felt really good about it. So I've just been jamming or whatever.
You know, just jamming out. You know,
just like on my little electric guitar. And Pete ordered me a little amp. And
My God.
Yeah, it's cute. So I have not been riding my Pilot that I'm supposed to be riding. I am waiting till the last minute to edit any podcast, radio show, anything related to like quote unquote work. I've just been waiting till the last minute. And I've been doing other activities.
Oh, yeah. I got back into Words with Friends.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure your little community on
oh yeah.
That game is like so good. I'm learning French, which I've already been learning French, but I'm like spending more time learning French. I'm just like, what can I do that isn't a responsibility?
Yeah. But you're going to come out just like being able to play guitar and speak French.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be a fucking Renaissance woman. What if I like learn guitar and I play like French soul music and people are like, who is this? Who is this Nicole?
She is Nicole. You can just start busking out on the street corner.
Oh my goodness.
Get like put your Venmo up so that you don't actually have to handle any cash.
Oh my! And people just like charge me because they're like, "Shut up!"
Yeah, they're like, "Please stop playing."
Yeah, it's just all requests for dollars to other people.
Oh my God!
Anyway, so that's been fun.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, so since we've been like shut in, we're all shut ins. Love it. We're thinking, like, what have people all around the world been – what like, unites us? What is something that everybody cares about maybe or doesn't care about? I don't know.
Oh, well, and, like, what do these people – I feel like my take on this week is when people have too much free time, they do weird shit.
Yeah, the creativity of the human mind never ceases to amaze.
Great. Love it. And especially right now, I am. And truly, I did like a – oh, this is the other fun thing I wanted to share. I did like an Instagram dance party today. And I did like a 20, 30-minute like dance exercise. Anyway, I highly recommend doing an online dance party. It's very fun on Instagram.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well –
Creativity.
So today we're talking about fucking Guinness Book of World Records and how ridiculous it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like There's some really awesome things that the human population of the world
has come together to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's some really dumb fucking things.
Some really like pointless, the dumbest, disgusting things.
Oh my God. There's so many really gross ones.
Ugh. And then it becomes like a competition.
Yeah.
Also, we should say that this was pitched to us. I think someone recommended this. Yeah. We added it to our Slack. So this is an example of when people give us, you know, topics to do. And also, we're going to like give a little history, but then we're going to surprise and delight each other. So normally we share notes, but mm-hmm. this is one of those episodes like the animal penis one or mm-hmm. the bug.
Gross bug one. Yeah.
Yeah. Where like we don't know what research each other has done until no. right now.
Yeah, this is a surprise and delight episode.
Oh my God. I can't wait. So much weird facts.
Oh my God, I don't. So this is going to be great. Well, in going into this topic to research it, because I just kept finding, like going down these dumb rabbit holes where I was like, is this even, like you just get so wrapped around the axle with all the dumb shit. But I was like, okay.
You get numb to it where it's like, this isn't even that weird. And it's like, well, if you just read this by itself, you'd be like, no, this is weird. But they're all weird.
Yeah. Well, I think it really, the Guinness Book of World Records really emphasizes the weirdness mm-hmm. of our world, but also makes it normal in a lot of ways. Like that's what I think the unifying factor of the Guinness Book of World Records, I guess. That's the lesson of it. Maybe I should save that for the end. I don't know.
It like celebrates weirdness too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And rewards.
Yeah. So a little bit of history just before we get into the surprise and delight part of the show. So we have to talk about the history because the names alone involved in the beginnings of this story are just – they're too good.
J.R. So, Guinness and LBJ Records.
Mr. Big Records. No.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yeah. Okay, so on – no, this has nothing to do with Wayne's World. On November 10th of 1951, Sir Hugh Beaver – this is a man's name that existed in real life.
Why is it his middle initial G? Hugh G. Beaver?
Hugh Harold Beaver, Harry Beaver. I don't know.
Harry God. Beaver. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this man, Hugh Beaver, he was the man in the 1950s was the managing director of Guinness Breweries. Okay. He went on a fancy man shooting hunting party in the North Slob. I don't know. That's apparently a place in Ireland.
Oh, no.
I was like, the North Slob? The what now?
Better than the South Slob, you know what I mean?
Hey-o! Slob on my knob, like corn on the cob. Remember that song? Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. So that's a place in Ireland. Cool.
Cute.
And he was out shooting with his cute friends, and he shot at a golden plover, which I believe is some sort of bird.
Cool.
And then he got into a fight over which was the fastest game bird in Europe.
Wait.
Fucking nerds.
Sorry. What was the bird called that he shot?
A golden plover?
No, it's a cardigan. Thanks for asking.
I hate you. Plover.
Those Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. I love it.
All right, sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
So he and his fucking nerd friends who were shooting at birds got in a fight over which was the fastest game bird in Europe. What a dumb fight. So they were like, no, the golden plover is faster than the red grouse. It's the red grouse. No, it's the red grouse. Fucking nerds. Okay. So that night he realized after his fight with his fucking shooting friends, he realized it was actually impossible because Google didn't exist then to confirm in reference books whether or not the golden plover was Europe's fastest game bird. So, like, in his mind, he was right, but, like, intellectually, he knew that maybe that wasn't technically the case. And it there was nothing recorded comparing these two game birds. So he knew there had to be numerous other questions that were debated in pubs all over the land, throughout Ireland and elsewhere, and that there was no book, no research, no one place for people to go to look this shit up. So he realized then that a book which helped give the people the answers to these sort of dumbass questions might might be kind of a cool thing.
Oh, it's funny that he just thought everyone was like as boring and stupid as he was. Like when they're out drinking in pubs. No, okay, yeah, he is right. I had a Guinness Book of World Records when I was a kid, and I would read it on the toilet.
Absolutely, that's where they live. Yeah, that's their natural habitat.
It's like it should have shelving built into the back of it to like hang off of a toilet paper holder or something. Like it should just be like, or like have like a cute chain that connects it to the back of the toilet, so it's always right next to the toilet. You know, like those. You know, like those like pen chains that stretch at the bank. It's like you have that, but on top of your toilet, and then it always just lives there.
Or how, like, when phone booths used to exist and you had the phone book that was connected to the
exactly. thing. Yeah. Exactly.
And if we had those now, we wouldn't have to worry about toilet paper running out because we could just use the pages from the book.
Oh, true. That is so true. Yeah.
Anyway, so Beaver, this guy, Hugh Beaver, he... when he gets back to work, he's like talking to one of his employees, Christopher Chataway. He's having a little chat away with this guy, Chataway.
He wouldn't shut up about it. Yeah. He's like, I have an idea.
Hi, I'm Christopher Chataway. I don't know.
You're listening to KRCFW, Cleveland's number one rock station. I don't know.
Chicago. I don't know. You said Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know. Stop, Aaron. So this... This chatty Kathy goes, oh my God, I totally have some friends that are into this kind of shit. They run a fact-finding agency in London, and their twin brothers, Norris and Ross McWhorter. Cool.
McWhorter?
McWhorter.
Oh. Like,
McWhorter.
I thought you said McHoarder, and I'm like, yeah, they're hoarding facts. These guys know everything.
Nope. They're not hoarding. They're just, I don't know. This is like kind of in the age, like there's fake news forever. This has always been a problem. So these guys were like, they were like the Snopes of their day in London. They're twin brothers, and they got in touch with Beaver, and they basically started commissioned to compile what became the Guinness Book of World Records in August of 1954. And they printed about 1,000 copies, and they kind of just gave them away to see if it would be a thing.
Yeah.
It got insanely popular, and the Guinness Book of World Records has its own record of being the best-selling copyrighted book of all time. Suck on that, Bible.
Oh!
I don't think the Bible's copyrighted, so.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. Also, like, they just keep making new additions because it's always changing, I guess.
Yeah. Every year it changes because new records are set.
Wow.
So as of 2019, it was in its 64th year of publication. So this year is the 65th year. And it's published in 100 countries and in 23 languages. Very cool.
Wow.
So the popularity of the franchise has resulted in Guinness World Records becoming the primary international authority on the cataloging and verification of a huge number of world records. So like it could truly be anything. They'll come out, they have people, they employ people who are record adjudicators who go out on site and verify the authenticity of the setting and breaking of records.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a cool job, but also could be really uncool. And I have some examples.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Like, what are we doing today? You're gonna go to someone's home while they drink spaghetti sauce through their butthole. And it's like,
cool.
Oh great, okay. Am I flying first class or nope, coach all the way, baby.
Oh, you're taking a bus.
You're taking a Greyhound bus. Fun fact, you're also gonna set a world record for longest bus ride.
You're gonna set a record for most farts inhaled on a cross-country bus ride. Just kidding. Greyhound's great. So like we were saying, a lot of the stuff that people are doing to get their names down in history, yeah, or at least until someone comes along and breaks their record the next day, a lot of the stuff that people do is pretty impressive, but we are not here to talk about things that are inspiring or impressive.
Oh, no.
Rather, yeah, oh, no, not at all. We'd rather like to share with you some of the most disappointing, disgusting, and dumbest world records that exist. So,
I mean, like, I tried to find a dumpster fire of Guinness Book World Records, and I think I found some. Also, I have a lightning round for you at the end of just some of the dumbest ones I found that weren't even worth mentioning.
Great.
So we'll play a game at the end.
Love it.
Okay.
All right. I think we're going to do like four or five rounds of, of surprise and delight for each other.
I have four for you. So,
okay. That's fine.
I also like, you can only absorb so much of this stuff, you know? And then there was like ones I found that I was like, this is gross or whatever, but then maybe there wasn't a picture with it. Like it was an old record and I was like, eh, that's not fun.
One of the things I looked up, I could not include the actual, any kind of, anything really related to what it is, because it's
like invisible.
Yeah. No, it's extremely visible, as in extremely pornographic. So.
Oh, I have something for you, and I did include it.
Oh, bitch! Oh, I cannot wait. Oh, so excited. Okay. All right. Shall we begin?
Yeah.
Okay. Round one.
Okay.
Should I go first, or do you want to go first?
No, you can go first. Okay.
Oh, you want to click on mine first?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, round one. Okay, also, we haven't seen these, so we put in little, like, picture treats. So I'm going to open it, describe what I see, and then I'm going to guess what the record is.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay, so this is a man with what – this is a man in a, I want to say, glamour photo. Who appears to have a very interesting haircut. And that is what you would see if you were just seeing this for the first time. But because I almost included him in mine, I know that that is not a haircut. That is the growth of his ear hair.
That is 100% correct. This gentleman that you're seeing in this picture goes by the name of Radhakant Bajpai. Uh-huh. He's from India, and he has the record for the world's longest ear hair. And it specifies the hair that originates from the middle of the pinna, which I guess means you have to measure it from the outside of the ear. So I don't know. It's like very specific because obviously there's more than one person who's trying to set this record for long ear hair. And somebody, I don't know. So they're like, we need to know if it's from inside the ear or the outside of the ear.
So this is from the outside, like on the outer ear part.
The outer ear part, yeah. So his ear hair measures about 5 1/4 inches at its longest point. And he can actually pull his ear hair back into pigtails.
Oh,
God bless this man. He looks like an angel.
He's a otherwise handsome man. So, yeah. And he could just shave it off. Like, he could use one of those lady groomers that is just, like, a little stick that has a little, like, buzzy part on it. And that's what I used to trim my mole hairs. It would easily be used on this man's ear hairs. But this is not painful.
This is what I love about this man is that he, you know, instead of being ashamed or feeling, like, bummed out about the fact that he has a lot of ear hair, he just decided to embrace it. And he's like, you know what? Fuck you, motherfuckers. I'm going to break some world motherfucking records. Okay. And he did that.
Not even because he's like, and also I want to celebrate my ear hair and it's its own thing and it's its own style. So what he has done in this photo is he has made sure that he has, so his overall hair is like a regular men's haircut. I didn't even notice that. Okay, it's like a regular men's haircut, but then he's like a one right above his ear in terms
the
of like
fade. The fade is very, very close to his head, right above his ears.
I mean, right above his ears is almost bicked. Yeah, it's almost bicked, and then like, and then it quickly.
It's like a Peaky Blinders cut off. And then his ear hair is just like out. It's just out.
It's like very like I could see a cartoon character having that hair, like that hairstyle, but it's their hair, but it's this man's ear hair. Also. Yes. No shade, but his mustache isn't as impressive as I would expect it to be with a man of his ear hair
stature.
All right. I like that guy.
I love him. Yeah, he's great. Okay, so I'm going to click on yours now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. I think I know what this is.
I'm sure.
All right.
What is it?
It looks like a bud from a lavender plant.
Mm.
It looks fine. It looks a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
A little linty, if you will.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
I believe this is a collection. Not just a collection. The world's largest collection of belly button lint. Am I right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
I need like a quarter for scale in there, you know, like or a dime or a penny.
It's in
whatever.
A fucking like 20-ounce mason jar, Erin.
I need something for scale.
No, that is a fucking handful of belly button lint. Okay.
Okay, so that's like the size of a small cat is what you're saying.
That it could be a kitten. It's not. It's made of belly button gunk, specifically from a man named Graham Barker of Perth, Australia, who is also a librarian, and I think that is relevant. Okay, he has held the world record of largest collection of belly button lint since 2000. The year 2000, 20 years, no one has beat his record, probably because it's disgusting and people will ostracize you from polite society.
What I want to know is what he is doing to get that lint in there. Do you think he's like, I think he might be cheating a little bit, honestly. Like, is he wearing really fuzzy sweaters? Does he have a lot of navel hair? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah, or is he like cleaning out the dryer with his abdomen? Like, is he like cleaning off that like dryer like trap with his
the lint
belly?
Trap on is going directly into his belly button. He's like, oh, I think it's time to clean my belly. It's Thursday, it's time to clean my belly button.
Uh-oh.
And he's just,
how'd all this get in there?
Oh, that's weird. I have so much this week.
Oh my God. Well, okay, however he's doing it, he has collected 22.1 grams of his own belly button lint in jars at his home. He started by just being like, huh, that's gross. I wonder how much of this I could save. So like at home, bored. Yeah, why? Because he was just like at home and he's like, I wonder if I started collecting this, if I could like pile it up and like come up with a strong amount of belly button lint.
A strong amount.
I don't think he has plans to stop, but who knows? This is also a fun fact. He's actually sold some of it to museums, which is like, who is buying this? Like, you know, a museum of oddities and horrors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
If I saw that, if I was, like, in a museum looking at, like, skulls or, like, weird little taxidermy things, and then I came upon what should have a cute southern-themed cocktail in it but is just a mason jar of belly lint, I'd be like, who? I'd ask for my money back. I would throw a fit. I'd be like, there is a man's belly button garbage in this museum.
It's rude as hell.
It's rude as hell.
Oh, my God.
Also, okay, I don't know about you, but I just find this so disgusting because I have what I consider to be a pretty large belly button, and I have never found anything that looks like this in there.
Remotely like that, no.
Like, what must his belly button look like? Then I was thinking maybe his is very tight or has, like, a small opening and then is big on the inside. Because, like, how is it – like, maybe my belly button, because it's big, it's, like, self-cleaning. Do you know what maybe. I mean?
Yeah, well, I used to have a real, like, cute little tight belly button, but now I have a big gaper belly button because of my surgery.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's like I could see everything that's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
No lint will even stay in there.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
That's like my belly
button.
Who's
to say?
I know. Anyway, well, it's disgusting and we should move on.
All right, moving on.
Okay, I'm clicking on this next one from you.
Okay.
Okay. I see. It looks like it's a pen. With, like, Mother's and Father's Day coming up and kids are going to be real desperate to, like, create, like, craft something for their parents because, like, you know, they're not going to be in school with Play-Doh or anything fun they'll have no teacher's guidance. It's just their own parents, and their parents are probably going to be like, here, just, like, throw something together. It looks like a really sad – so there's, like, a pen in the middle of what looks like a cement blob that has hardened around the pen, but it's a paperweight if it's Father's Day.
Sure. Okay. It does look like a big rock with a pen in it. Yeah. Well, actually what this is, okay. So this is a 160 million year old vomit. It's fossilized vomit.
Why is there a pen in it?
I don't think that's a pen. I think that's a fossil.
Oh,
that looks like it. It's like a little shelled creature.
Whoa!
Yeah,
it looks like a fucking fancy pen.
No. I think that's like a fossilized little creature.
Cool.
So on February 12th of 2002, a team of paleontologists led by Professor Peter Doyle of Greenwich University in the UK, mm-hmm. Announced their discovery of this fossilized vomit. And this is from an ichthyosaur, I think, which is a large fish-like marine reptile. This was discovered in a quarry in Peterborough, and it shows the feeding habits of this particular dinosaur. It has a bunch of belemnite shells in the vomit, so that suggests that these reptiles might have eaten the shelled creatures whole and then regurgitated the shells, which is like kind of like how an owl eats a mouse. Like, you know, owl pellets have the bones of the mice in it.
Yeah, like they just eat the whole thing and then like mm-hmm. digest it whole. And then, like, shit out the bones.
Exactly.
Or they barf it up.
They barf it up. Yeah, they throw it up. Yeah.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. And also, who knew that, like, barf could harden?
Well, I think it's, like, fossilized, so.
But how would it, like, did they barf it up right before, like, the Ice Age or something? Like, how would barf fossilize?
Well, it's probably, I don't know, just whatever it probably barfed into like mud and then the mud hardened.
That's how we have,
you know, fossilized footprints of our ancient.
Oh, that makes sense.
Ancestors and
other
dinosaurs and whatnot. So it's very interesting.
Or is it like one of those things, like, you know how when a dog poop turns white because it's been out for so long? Like, if it never rained or no one ever touched it, would it just harden on its own and then we'd have it forever? Like, who knows?
Who's to say?
We don't know.
Only if a big blob of tree sap falls on it and then it becomes hardened and it becomes amber. Oh, man. Okay, next one.
Okay. Okay.
I'm clicking on it.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Oh, no. I don't even know.
Really?
No, it looks... I feel like it's not good. Okay, so what this picture is a man leaning over okay, maybe I do know what this is. He's eating a very gelatinous-looking substance.
Yeah.
And he has chopsticks, and it looks like an eating contest, but I don't even really know what it is. It could be any organ, truly.
Oh, you think it's an organ?
Maybe.
Oh, it's way dumber than that. Okay, this fucking guy. This guy is named Andre Ortolf. He has a bunch of records, actually. The first record, the first record, which is what is pictured here that you're looking at, he is the record holder for eating 1.5 pounds of jam/jelly in under 60 seconds using chopsticks. Now,
oh my God.
The specificity in this is why I said earlier, everyone listening, you may find something you can do at home you never thought of, no one's ever thought of, and you, my friend, could hold the world record for something as stupid or dumber than this.
Dare to dream.
Dare to dream. You know what? Go big or go home. We are not playing around here. You think this man just was like, I'm going to
eat. Or go small in your own home.
Or go as small and dumb as you can think, and then you'll be recognized for it and rewarded. He also holds the record for eating the most jelly while blindfolded without his hands, a little over 3 pounds. So he's really like making little, you know, making little tiny shifts in his orbit. And it's still tangential to what it was he did prior, but it's whole new record.
If you think of something that's like, what is weird that I love that I could eat so much of that, you know, nobody else could, that doesn't really fill me up, but like it's super weird and nobody would ever think to eat it in mass quantities. And
it tastes good so that it wouldn't be like upsetting to eat it, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh. I would not think of, what would you think of? I wouldn't think of jelly.
But like.
Jell-O maybe.
But he does it with chopsticks. So it adds an element of bullshit to it.
He either does it with chopsticks or he does it blindfolded with no hands.
Yeah. And he's just like.
Oh my God.
Or I would just like down a luge, you know, like an ice luge.
Do you think he eats
jelly?
Do you think he eats a piece of toast first and then he eats this? And then it's like mixed
in
his
like
belly.
Puts it in his mouth, like the jelly in his mouth, and he like dips the bread in it, and then he just like, I don't know, deep throats the bread. I don't know. I have no idea. I hate this guy.
Yeah, it's okay, so those aren't even the only records that he has. When you think of jelly, like what else do you think of?
KY jelly? I don't
know. He holds the record for using the most lube on his dick.
Oh.
No, I'm
See,
just
you
kidding.
You could do that at home.
Yeah, you
like,
could. Just
easily.
Start squeezing lube on it. Yeah. He also holds the record for eating in under a minute an entire jar of peanut butter.
Okay.
Whole jar. This fucking dodo head was like oh, I'm gonna, he's like, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly.
So he's the peanut butter jelly guy?
Yeah, but also he, I like.
When's he gonna do both?
Yeah, exactly. And, but also it, he might not get around to it because he is so busy with his condiment game is on point. Because this man is out here, he's eating fucking mustard. He has a world record that's mustard related. He has
mustard on that beat.
Sorry. He has he's eaten the most baby food in under a minute. Anything mushy, mashed potatoes, anything like soft that he could just gulp down, he's done it. And that is Andre Ortolf.
Wow, what a guy.
I guess.
All right, are you ready for this one?
Yeah, he's the jam man.
Jam man.
Wait, I'm not ready. Oh, where did my notes go? Okay. All right. It's just a man with with his thumb over a hose, like making it spray.
Okay.
And I think it's okay, this is making me think of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. No, it's making me think of Home for the Holidays, where the dad has to wash every car on Thanksgiving. That's like his thing he likes doing. And I think this is for the world record of most cars washed in a day.
It absolutely is not. This is the only image I could find that wasn't completely pornographic for the record that I'm about to tell you about.
Oh, my God.
Okay. This one is a record for the furthest ejaculation.
Ew. We should have just looked at the real thing. No, I'm glad we didn't.
No, I couldn't find anything that was,
it's just all dicks and...
Ugh. It's just like straight up like money shots and dicks and pussies and buttholes.
Oh, okay. My guess would have been very different.
Yeah. So this guy, Horst Schultz. great name. Horst. Good old Horst.
Oh, my goodness.
Horst.
That's the sound he makes when he does his ejaculation.
Horst. No. He goes, Horst Schultz.
That's like not even his real name. That's just like the name that he, or the sound he makes.
Yeah, it's like the sound he makes when he got his record, and they were like, what's your name? But he was like too tired to even say it. So then they just were like, I think it's Horst Schultz.
Are you sure that wasn't just a noise? Because I don't know.
Sounds like a name to me.
Well, this man can ejaculate 18 feet, 9 inches.
Oh.
That's like... I guess longer than a stretch limo. Like that's what people are comparing it to in these articles that I'm finding on the internet. He also can.
Or a regular limo, right?
It's, I guess, like a regular limo. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. 18 feet. Yeah, I guess that could be a stretch limo.
That's fucking far.
18 feet? Is that how long is like.
9 inches.
How long is like an Escalade? Well, the 9 inches might just be his dick.
No, it's like they like this is precise measurement. It's like the end of his dick, and so not only does he hold a record for the length of the ejaculation, he has a record for the fastest ejaculation. He can
like the speed of it. Like they measured it with like
a pitching radar gun. He can ejaculate at a top speed of 42.7 miles per hour.
Can he control it, or that's just what I mean, you would get pregnant with that guy's. Like, he is, like, not messing around.
I think it would knock your uterus off its axis.
It would send it into, like, menopause. It'd be like, nope. Ooh, it'd be, like, trying to get out of there. Oh, my God.
It's so fucking rude. It's like It reminds me of Ghostbusters 2, where they're just squirting the slime all over the inside of the Statue of Liberty. I hate it. Ugh, I hate that my brain thought of that.
How are they? Okay, my brain's thinking of how, like, what was the physical setup to measure this?
So, I know.
Did they put him in, like, stocks, but for his dick? And then he had to reach around and pull it through and then jerk off that way. Do you know what I mean? So that he couldn't move, because it had to be a static.
Controlled, yeah.
Yeah, like he had to be standing still from a pre-measured location and not moving beyond that. Like, so is he leaning up against something and then it like shoots out and then they can roll the little chalk thing down the, you know, the little counter thing on a wheel.
You know, I don't know. I don't know that I'd love to see it, but it would be interesting.
What year was this? Do you know?
I think this was like 2015 or something like that.
Oh, God. So, like, there's more women than ever in the workforce. So, like, did a woman have to go do this? And, like, was she measuring it? And, like, what did she wear? Is she wearing, like, comfortable heels and, like, carrying a briefcase? Or is she, like... what's happening on scene? I just like need to know.
I want to
have like a 30-minute documentary on this.
I'm sure it exists.
Oh, I'm sure some
footage exists.
If not, I'm writing it.
Sure. Fanfic.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to click on yours now.
Oh, we're done with him. Okay, wait. Yeah, this is my pornographic one, so.
Oh my God. Wait. You said in the notes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just said I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
Because it's fine. Oh my God. What is it?
Okay, so it's a bunch of people. And most, I think they're all in missionary, honestly. But it's at least... I don't know.
Yes.
A hundred people fucking in a single room.
No, I don't think they are all in missionary, but some people are doing different legs. Oh, no. I see a girl sitting in a guy's lap, I think, maybe. I don't know.
It's like Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
But with like fucking.
Okay.
I think, yeah, this is an orgy for sure, but not really an orgy. I don't know.
No, it is.
Oh, but isn't an orgy like everybody's fucking each other?
No, how would that work? There's only many holes and dicks to go around.
But it's like everybody's touching each other. I don't know. This is like a very organized orgy.
It is. It is very. Okay, this is in Japan, and Japan currently holds the record for world's largest orgy.
Wow.
And guess what, everyone listening at home? It is all documented. It is on video, and it is $40. What are you waiting for?
But porn is free.
True, but this much all at once, I'd pay $40 maybe.
Is it in 4K?
Can you smell everyone's sweaty asshole from your living room while you're watching it? Okay. Okay, so it was over 250 men and 250 women that participated. The picture that we're looking at, it looks very culty. It's basically like a white room. Like Aaron said, it's like very well organized. Everyone's on like a white towel or yoga mat.
Yeah,
like all lined up next to each other, and they're all doing it at the same time. And it made me very curious. I don't know what the requirements are, like, in order for this to happen. Like, did everyone have to finish?
At the same time? Like, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, close to each other? And or, like, did they just have to have sex for, like, a certain period of time? What counted as sex? Is it, like, you said, like, everyone's doing missionary? Yeah. Is it just, like, penetration? Could people do other things? Like, could people do, like, were there, like, dudes doing anal with each other? Was there, like, ladies going down on each other? We don't know. But it was wild. And
it looks wild, but also very orderly.
It's very orderly. It's the article I found this photo in was, I don't know where it was. You can Google it if you look like Japan world record orgy. You'll find it's like the first article. It shows like everybody standing dressed, then everybody naked, and then like everybody just like partnered up. It was it all looked very organized and just like business. You know, it's like this is the business. We're gonna crack this world record. We're gonna set it so hard. Everybody fuck.
And 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8. And in, out, in, out, in, out. Rub a boob. Grip a ball. Legs up. Legs down. Girls on top. Girls reverse cowboy. One pump this time. 2 pumps this time. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Let me see you clap your butts. All right. Okay, but this is really fun. I am so happy I found this right before we started. Okay, in a fun update, Las Vegas attempted to beat this record last year in 2019 at an Embassy Suites in Las Vegas. Now, what happened is sadly, P.S. complimentary happy hour, am I right? But the suites bailed last minute. They're like, we kind of don't want a bunch of people here at the same time fucking.
Like, yeah, it's rough.
In the open.
Even for Vegas.
Yeah. It's a little wild. And so they bailed. And at the last minute, the people like trying to break the record had to switch the location to like some weird sex museum, which makes sense. But people like didn't love it. And so only 325 people showed up.
Oh, how many people were at the Japanese one?
Oh, like 500 or more.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well.
So
good try, and I'm glad everybody was still down even though they didn't break the record.
Yeah, well, there was but also there was 325, which one person was left out, like person, because it was an odd number.
Did they get to like do a duck duck goose situation where they just tap somebody on the shoulder like, all right, I'm tagging in?
It's like a do-si-do. They just keep like like swing your partner round and round, trade them around, like.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, God. Okay. Let's move on here to this one.
Okay.
This is round 4.
Okay. I'm opening. Oh, no. Okay. Clearly, I'm having Beanie Baby flashbacks.
Oh, no.
I really love old, not in a sexual way, I really love old men. I just like... I just
they're
like
cute.
They're cute and sweet and like, I don't know. I just like, they're just like, I don't, grandpas and stuff, you know, but I don't like this guy. He is in a room. He looks cute, but then you just look at his face and he's wearing a big clown nose and then you zoom out. He is in a room full of clown stuff. And I'm assuming he owns the most creepy clown paraphernalia in the world.
Yeah, this man is F.M. Kahn, and he's from Germany, and he has the largest collection of clown-related items. Mm. He has 4,348 pieces of clown memorabilia or clown-related items. How crazy is that? It's like just so much.
It's really making me think of like when I was younger, my mom started collecting salt and pepper shakers, and this
cute.
Well, it snowballed at some point. It was all anyone was giving her was like salt and pepper shakers, and she was like running out of room to like display them, and we had cabinets full of salt and pepper shakers, and like some were cute and fun, and then others were just like
trash.
Clowns. Yeah. And you're just like, ew, like this isn't even remotely interesting. It's just a salt and pepper shaker. But I feel like this poor man, every time someone gives him a gift, it's clown related.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it just like snowballs out of control and you're like, yeah, I guess I like clowns.
Well, he has like, it looks like a lot of vintage pieces that maybe are really rare, which is kind of cool. But like also... I'm looking in the background and there's one where
oh no.
The
one playing the saxophone?
No, there's a clown that has like it's it's like it has wearing like a bear midriff and it has a star on its belly button and it's like very like weirdly sexual. I don't know. It's very strange. Do you see it?
Yeah.
It's like directly behind him.
I think
I hate it.
The one next to him playing the violin is worse.
He
looks like, I don't know. Some of these I'm just like, this clown is going to take his dick out.
Yeah. It's like hidden in the folds of his pants. Yeah. Like that's, yeah, it's a lot.
Like half of these people have been arrested. I mean, they're not people. They're just like clown, like
dolls,
statues
yeah.
and dolls. But it's like, if they were people, half of them have been arrested for exposing themselves in public.
Yeah. Well, this man looks like a nice man, but my God.
I guess.
It's a lot of clown shit.
Yeah.
And if you have a fear of clowns, don't ever Google this because it's a kind of a scary picture.
Yeah.
All right. Should I click on yours now?
Yeah. This is my last one.
Okay. Oh, God. I don't even want to know what that is. It just looks like a big pile of, I don't know, like it's like a landslide of fucking mush. I don't know. What is it? It's like under, okay. It's like, it looks like food. It looks like filling for a taco or something, but like under a tent and on a bunch of foil, and a man is like, looks like he's trying to stir it, but he is woefully, like, he's under equipped because he has like a tiny spatula.
He has a regular size spatula, yeah.
For this massive landslide of food. I don't know what it is.
I wonder if he's like, okay, so it is food. I wonder if he's like serving it to people because there's a lady with like a styrofoam to-go container in the background.
What is this?
Okay, this is not a big pile of diarrhea, which is what I thought it looked like. I was like, oh, that's it's the world's largest collection of shits. And everyone just like shit into a pile.
Yeah.
But it's not. It is the world's largest order of nachos.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you think, like, if.
I don't know what I'm looking at hardly because it's so massive.
It's so massive. You can't tell. It's indistinguishable because it's all little things that make up nachos.
Yeah.
It's like little components. It's not like a giant pizza where there's like spaced out, you know, toppings. It's just like a pile. But where, so if somewhere, let's say in the U.S., were to make the largest order of nachos, where do you think it would be?
Largest order of nachos, probably at a TGI Fridays in New Mexico. I don't know.
Okay, I was thinking like, oh, maybe somewhere in like Texas or California, just like, you know, Mexican food.
But it's not Mexican food.
Okay, that's fair. Well, then this won't be surprising to you. In 2012, the University of Kansas broke the broke the Guinness record for the largest serving of nachos, which I'm like, Kansas, what do they know about nachos? But I guess, you know, nachos are pretty basic at this point. So the dish was served in an 80-foot-long trough with 4,689 pounds of chips, cheese, meat, beans, and pico de gallo.
Oh my God.
Which I don't know how you feel, but I'm not usually someone who likes beans on my nachos unless they're refried, but I don't just want like whole beans.
No.
I'd rather just have no beans.
No.
And then I just thought this was like wild. And then I was looking at like a bunch of food related ones and also found some things like world's largest cream filled biscuit.
Ugh.
It's an Oreo. World's largest, chocolate bar, blah, blah, blah. But it was all like marketing stuff. So at least this college just did it for like a social activity, I guess.
A social activity that it also included everybody getting food poisoning because it's a trough of fucking nachos.
Depending on like how much preservatives and like bullshit was in like the cheese and stuff, it might have just been all chemicals.
Ugh, gross.
All right.
All right. I don't have a fifth one.
Okay.
Let's see. What's the lightning round?
Okay. We're going to move into the lightning round now. Okay, so I'm just going to read some currently held records.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you what the record is.
Okay.
And we'll play like word association. So I'll just give it to you quickly and you just quickly give me like what you're thinking, what it makes you think of or like your reaction.
Okay.
And you can't just be like why or how or what, you know, okay. Like be yeah, fun, yeah, yeah. Have fun with it.
Okay.
Okay, so lightning round. These are real world records.
Okay.
And you're going to associate a word. Longest charcuterie board.
Loneliest sommelier. I don't know.
Okay. Most IKEA meatballs eaten in 1 minute.
One of my ex-boyfriends.
Fun fact, the record of that, the record holder of that record is Kobayashi.
Oh, okay.
And it's technically just most meatballs eaten in a minute, but they were IKEA meatballs, so I said IKEA meatballs.
I mean, they're fucking good, so good for him.
Yeah. Okay. A man over the age of 100 years old cycled, bicycled for an hour straight.
Hot.
Okay, 44.2 seconds is the record for the fastest burrito eaten.
That is going to result in major farts. The world's longest fart.
That's already a record that's held.
I have a little mystery about that one.
Oh, good. Because I was trying to find more info on that and I couldn't. I was having a really hard time.
I know. I have some theories, but not really.
Okay. 36 cloves of garlic in 1 minute.
Van Helsing.
The world's tallest mohawk is 3 feet, 8.6 inches.
Not punk.
Yeah. The largest group to skinny dip was 2,500 women.
Ooh, is it Lilith Fair?
Yeah.
That's hot. I love that.
Ma'am, you are correct. I bet it was full bush.
Oh, has to be.
It was for a good cause. I think they were raising money for like Children's Cancer Hospital.
I love it.
Okay. And lastly, there is a record of there's a record where for 22.1 seconds, a person spun a basketball on a toothbrush while they held the toothbrush in their mouth.
Wait. Can you read that one more time? Okay. A bug just crawled on my neck and I'm
ew!
Like,
oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
There's a record. Okay, the record for okay, there's a record where for 22.1 seconds a person spun a basketball on a toothbrush, but they held the toothbrush in their mouth. So they, like, held a toothbrush in their mouth and then spun a basketball on it for 22.1 seconds.
Okay. God, I don't know. Like, I guess multitasking?
Good. Yeah, that's it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, like, the world's longest fart. I don't know. I still can't figure out who did it.
No, I
or
know.
There's a lot of like internet fuckery about, I think, with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was like one of my things that I had up, but then I was like, I don't know. But so there's a record by a guy named Mr. Methane, and then on the internet it says there's a guy named Bernard Clemens.
Yeah.
And I don't know who – I can't verify either of those, so
I went down like a quick Reddit rabbit hole and there was like, it's not, we should be able to look this up easily. I don't know why we can't. I mean, there's a Guinness sanctioned record or there isn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know that there is. Yeah. Like, it's really confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think Bernard Clemens is a made up person.
Oh, interesting.
Because I can't find, because these two records have been confused, like the two references to these people.
Yeah.
Mr. Methane and Bernard Clemens, and they're definitely not the same person.
Whoa.
So I don't know.
Oh my gosh, a mystery to uncover.
I need to do more research.
Oh my God. Well, we don't need to.
No. Mm-mm.
We don't care.
We don't care. That's all I got, though.
So fun.
This is really fun. I love this stuff so much.
Yeah, me too.
I love humans. I hate humans, and I also love them.
Same. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, on the one hand, I'm like, why? And no. And then on the other hand, I'm like, okay. And yeah. Good for you.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope you guys are inspired to do your own safe and within reason, maybe breaking of some Guinness World Records.
Yeah.
You know, if you're really bored, see what's going on.
Oh, my
goodness.
See
what's good.
And then tell us about them. Or, like, have you ever attempted one? I would love to know. Yeah. Maybe we have record breakers in our audience. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, you do something really well and you're like, oh, there's a world record for that. Like, I already do that, like, in my fucking sleep.
Yeah.
And then you can just call them up and be like, come record me doing this. I don't know.
Like, and or like maybe you want to organize one. It's like you want to get 500 people to hula hoop at the same time for 6 minutes or whatever that record is.
While fingering their buttholes. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's hard.
I know.
Wow. That'd be really hard because your finger, you know, you have to
can
like.
Can it be done?
Maybe. How
I
like
think
how
you'd have
hard,
to hula hoop with your neck.
How? Oh, yeah. Fair. Yeah. No, I think you're right. Or like your other arm.
Or your leg, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Well,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
Oh my goodness. Follow us on social meds so you know when we next do an Instagram live.
Yeah.
It's at DTFU Podcast everywhere.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. Go to our website, DTFUpodcast.com.
Ooh.
And I think that's it.
I think that's it.
I hope you guys are staying sane and doing well. And, you know, just remember to be excellent to yourselves.
And each other.
Aww. Bye-bye.
Do you think we could say bye-bye for like a really long time and that would be a record?
Yeah, but everybody would hate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.